Hey everyone, I know you're all busy, so let's dive right in. You sent over some marketing materials and internal notes on Business Saver from 3-in-1 Marketing.
Yeah, it looks like a pretty interesting program.
Definitely. And they're really targeting a pain point that I think a lot of businesses struggle with, all those missed opportunities.
Right. Trying to keep up with all the different marketing tools out there, it can be a lot.
For sure. And that's where Business Saver says it can help. They claim their system can automatically reach out to those missed calls, schedule appointments, even give out free estimates.
That's a lot of stuff, freeing up a lot of time if it works as well as they say.
Exactly. Think about all that time you could get back to actually focus on running your business. And, they've got this appointment setter feature.
Yeah, I saw that appointment setter.
Yeah, so it uses these like pre-written SMS and email templates. So even if a potential client calls and can't get through right away, Business Saver can step in with a friendly message, offer to schedule a call back or book that free estimate.
Pretty smart, yeah. Really capitalizing on those missed connections. And I see they're big on these automated campaign sequences, too.
Yeah, we've got hand raisers, fly on the wall, and don't miss out.
There are a lot of options in there.
I know, right? So let's break these down a bit. What are hand raisers, fly on the wall, and don't miss out?
So hand raisers, that's for when someone shows interest. Like they download something or maybe they sign up for an email list. So Business Saver sends them targeted follow-ups. Keep that interest going.
Got it. Okay, so what about fly on the wall?
Well, that one's more about, seeing how people behave. Let's say a customer keeps looking at the same product page on your website. Business Saver can send a message, maybe offer a discount or some extra information to encourage them to buy.
Ah, I see. That's cool. And then there's don't miss out.
That one's all about that urgency, like sending a reminder about a limited time offer or maybe an item that's almost sold out.
So it's like Business Saver is this, like always on virtual assistant, watching what your customers are doing and then responding in real time.
Exactly. And it all plays into this idea of customer retention. It's way cheaper to keep your current customers happy than to always be finding new ones.
Absolutely. That's actually a big point they emphasize in the materials. And it's not just one-way communication either. Business Saver does two-day communication across all sorts of channels, all in one platform.
Right, like imagine this. You get a notification that someone started an order but didn't finish it. With Business Saver, you can send them a message right there in the Business Saver inbox. Have a whole back and forth conversation over text.
Wow, so no more switching between email and texting and messenger apps.
Nope. It's all right there in one place. And they actually mentioned some specific tools that Business Saver could replace, things like ClickFunnels, Unbounce, ActiveCampaign, even Keep.
Because Business Saver just includes all those features already: email marketing, web chat, messenger apps, scheduling, two-way texting, the list goes on.
It does.
Think of the money you could save on all those separate subscriptions, hundreds or even thousands of dollars every month. And speaking of saving money, you mentioned a try before you buy program.
Right. So it looks like they let you use Business Saver for up to 30 days. The idea is you can use the profits you make during that trial period to cover the cost.
So you could try it out completely risk-free.
Exactly.
I love that. It really shows how much they believe in their product, and it seems like they're really picky about who they work with, too.
Oh, yeah. It seems like they want to make sure it's a good fit for both sides.
Makes sense. Not just trying to make a quick sale, but really invested in their client success. And for all the focus on automation, they also make it clear that they haven't forgotten about the human element.
Right. Their sales team can actually step in and take over any automated conversation at any time.
So it's not just robots doing all the talking.
Exactly. Blending the best of both worlds,
I like that. Now let's talk about this Business Saver
Oh,
inbox.
yeah.
It seems like a pretty powerful feature.
Oh, yeah. It's all about organization. Think about it. All your messages from email, text, social media, even chatbots, all sorted by where they came from.
No more jumping between a million different platforms.
Both Business Saver and 3-in-1 Marketing are always available.
Wow, so there's always someone there to help if you need it, no matter what time it is.
That's right.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here. We've learned about Business Saver from 3-in-1 Marketing and all the amazing features they offer to help streamline your business, but there's still so much more to unpack.
Absolutely. It's really impressive, They don't just give you the tools and say, good luck.
Yeah, They actually have like all these pre-built campaigns and sales funnels and even website
So
templates.
you don't have to reinvent the wheel. You can just hit the ground running.
Exactly. And then on top of that, you've got the AI features they've built
Oh,
in.
yeah, for like the chatbots and social media messaging, even SMS.
It's crazy. It's like having a whole team of virtual assistants working 24/7 to keep your leads engaged.
It really is. All those essential, time-consuming tasks just taken care of.
Speaking of technology making things easier, one thing that really stood out to me was the reporting side of Business Saver. What can you tell us about that?
Well, from what I'm seeing, it gives you a really detailed look at how everything's performing. Your campaigns, conversions, leads, sales, all that good stuff.
So you can really get a sense of what's working, what's not, and use that data to make smarter decisions.
Exactly. And if you ever get stuck, they offer 24/7 live support too.
Right, we talked about that. It's so reassuring to know that there's always someone there to help. But they've also got this whole community, right, for Business Saver users.
Yeah, like a private community.
What's that like?
Well, it seems like a place where users can share tips and tricks and best practices, learn from each other's experiences.
Ah, like a support network.
Exactly. So you're not just out there on your own trying to figure it all out. You got a whole community behind you.
I love that. So it really seems like Business Saver is more than just a set of tools. It's like this whole ecosystem designed to help businesses thrive. But, beyond just the business side of things, I'm also curious about the potential impact on work-life balance, something that's really important to me, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners feel the same way.
That's a great point. And it is something they touch on in the materials. If Business Saver can really take over so many of those time-consuming
All
tasks.
that time you spend on marketing and sales, imagine if you could get some of that back.
Exactly. You could reinvest that time in other areas of your life, spend more time with your family, maybe pick up a new hobby, or just relax and recharge.
It's all about reclaiming that control over your time.
Exactly. Creating a more sustainable work-life balance. And in the end, that can lead to greater happiness and productivity.
It really is a win-win. So while Business Saver might be all about helping businesses grow, it's clear that its impact could extend far beyond just the numbers, really positively affecting the lives of the people who use it.
Absolutely. Although it's important to remember, Business Saver isn't some magic bullet.
Right, you can't just set it and forget it.
Exactly. It takes effort and strategy, and you have to be willing to adapt.
And keep in mind that every business is different. What works for one might not work for another. So, before you go all in on Business Saver or any program for that matter, it's important to really think about your own specific needs and goals and resources.
That's where 3-in-1 marketing selectivity comes in. They really want to make sure it's the right fit for you.
And set you up for success.
Exactly. It's all about finding the right tool for the job and having the right support to use it effectively.
So, to wrap up this part of our deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought.
While Business Saver offers a ton of tools and resources, its real value lies in how it can help businesses and individuals reach their full potential, not just professionally, but personally too.
In the final part of our deep dive, we'll shift our focus to you, the listener. We'll explore some key questions you can ask yourself to figure out if Business Saver is right for you and your unique goals. All right, so we've spent the last two parts of our deep dive really getting to know Business Saver from 3-in-1 Marketing. But now let's shift gears a little bit and talk about you.
Yeah, how does all this apply to what you're doing?
Right, like what does this all mean for your business? So let's start by taking a look at your, current marketing and sales processes.
Yeah, think about what you're already using, what tools and what challenges are you facing right now?
Exactly. Are you using like a million different
Right,
platforms?
are you always feeling overwhelmed? Like there are just too many missed opportunities.
And are you spending way too much time on things that could be automated?
Because if you're nodding your head to any of that, Business Saver might be worth checking out.
Absolutely. And remember, they have that risk-free trial period.
Yeah, up to 30 days.
Yeah, you can actually try it out and see if it works for you without any risk.
Yeah, get a feel for that automation. See
Oh.
what it can do for your bottom line, and even your work-life balance.
Right. But even if you're not like totally sold on Business Saver right now, I think there's still some really valuable takeaways from our deep dive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, no matter what tools you're using, streamlining your operations and maximizing efficiency, that's always important.
Absolutely. And, we can't forget about customer retention.
Keeping those customers happy, that's key.
It really is. So as you go forward, think about, how can you apply what we talked about? Could you benefit from like consolidating some of those marketing tools you're using.
Yeah, are you doing enough to keep your existing customers engaged?
And are you using automation to your advantage?
Lots to think about.
There is. And remember, the business world is always changing.
Always moving.
Exactly. So you got to stay flexible, you know, be willing to adapt, try new things.
And never stop learning.
That's the key takeaway. Like, Business Saver may not be the perfect fit for everyone, but it's all about that constant improvement, always looking for ways to grow your business and, you know, achieve your goals.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive on Business Saver from 3-in-1 Marketing. I hope you found it helpful. And hey, who knows what we'll be diving into next?
Always something new and exciting out there.
Exactly. Until then, keep learning, keep experimenting, and keep pushing those boundaries. Thanks for joining us.